Will you please turn to Colossians?
请我们翻开《哥罗西书》
Chapter 3,
第三章
Verse 11,
第十一节。
Wherein there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian,Bondman, freeman, but Christ is everything and in all.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
The letter to the Ephesians.
以弗所书
Chapter 1
第一节
Verses 9 and 10
第九、第十节
Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he purposed to himself in himself for the administrationof the fullness of time, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, as you gathered here this morning,
亲爱的主，早上当我们聚在这里的时候
，We do realize that we are standing on holy ground.
我们实在知道我们是站在圣地。
We praise and thank thee for thy precious promise.
我们赞美感谢你自己的应许
Thou hast promised us where two or three are gathered together unto my name there will I be in their midst
因为你允许我们当两三个人奉你的名聚集的时候你就在我们中间
Dear Lord we are gathered here in thy name
今天我们聚在你自己的名下
And we believe that thou art here with us
我们实在相信你在这里与我们同在
Lord we will remove our shoes
我们要脱去我们的鞋子
and standing on the ground of thy bond slaves
我们站在奴仆的地位上
and say Lord what thou hast to say to us
主啊你有什么吩咐我们的
speak thy servants hear it
请说你的仆人们静听
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in our midst
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上实行在我们面前
May thou be glorified
愿你得这荣耀
We ask in thy precious name
我们奉主宝贵的名祷告
Amen
Amen
We do thank the LordFor gathering us together here this time.
我们为了这一次能够这样聚集，我们感谢主。
Every time when God gives us such opportunity,
每一次当主把这样的机会赏给我们
I feel that it is the long suffering and the mercies of God.
我们实在知道这是神他恒久的忍耐与等待。
I believe, brothers and sisters,
我实在相信弟兄姊妹们
we all believe that our Lord is coming soon.
我们都相信主很快就要再来。
As a matter of fact, he can come any moment.
其实他随时都可以来。
How good it will be if he should come now.
如果他现在就来，那是多么的好。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
Because we are not prepared to see him.
因为我们还没有预备好见他
Therefore, he gave us further opportunity.
所以他再给我们一点的机会。
He wants each and every one of us to be well prepared for himself.
他要我们每个人都能够预备好迎接他。
He wants us to see him face to face without shame.
他愿意我们与他面对面的时候没有带着羞愧。
So we believe that this time, when he gathered us together here, he gave us another opportunity.
所以这一次他再给我们一次的机会。
So we are most grateful to the Lord.
所以我们非常的感谢我们的主。
And our prayer is that we will not miss the opportunity.
我们的祷告乃是我们不要再失去这次的机会。
Hopefully each and every one of us will be ready and open to himself.
希望我们每个人都预备好向主完全的敞开。
That what he has purposed even before the foundation of the world for each one of us may be fully realized.
让他在创世以前对我们每个人所定下的旨意能够完全的成就。
It is not just for ourselves, but more, it is for himself.
不是为了我们，乃是为了我们的主。
So this is the reason why we are gathered here this time.
这是我们这次聚集的原因。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all know the theme of this conference.
我相信大家都知道这次大会的主题。
It is taken from Colossians chapter 3 verse 11.
乃是哥罗西书三章十一节。
Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切又住在一切之内。
Now we know this verse refers to the church.
这一节是指到教会。
That is to say, Christ is everything.And in all to his church.
乃是说对教会来讲教会是一切、基督是一切。
But we know from the word of God,
我们从神的话里说
that it is more than just to the church.
不光光是对着教会而言。
Of course, it is important that the church should experience Christ as all and in all.
当然这是非常的重要教会能够经历基督是一切
But this is for the whole universe
这是为了全宇宙
So brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We would like to begin this morning with the eternal purpose of God
今天我们愿意从神永远的旨意开始讲
Now, maybe We have all have heard of this term.
可能我们都听过这一个名词。
The eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意。
Now, what has that to do with us?
那这与我们有什么关系呢？
You know, even when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们信主的时候，
we are not thinking of the eternal purpose of God.
我们开始没有想到神永远的旨意。
We are thinking of ourselves.
我们只是想到我们自己。
As a matter of fact, everyone that believes in the Lord Jesus is for selfish reason.
其实我们每个人信主的时候都是有自私的原因。
But thank God, He is so gracious and merciful.
感谢神，他是那样蛮有恩典、蛮有怜悯的。
Even if we are so self-centered,
虽然我们是那样自我中心
，We want to be saved.That we may go to heaven.
我们得救为了能上天堂。
We want to be saved that our sins may be forgiven.
我们得救为了是罪得赦免。
We want to be saved that we may not go to hell.
我们得救我们可以不下地狱。
It is all selfish.
都是自私的原因。
But our God condescends himself to our level.
但是我们的主他降到我们这个层次
He is willing to save even so selfish people as we are
他愿意拯救像我们这么自私的人
Now even after we are saved
我们得救以后
Probably in our Christian life we are still self-centered
在我们过基督徒生活的时候还是自我中心
We consider ourselves as the center of the universe.
我们自以为自己是宇宙的中心。
Everything is for us.
一切都是为了我。
God is for us.
神是为了我。
Christ is for us.
基督是为了我。
We are the center.
我们是中心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
We are so self-centered persons.
我们是那么自以为中心的人。
So for this reason,
为了这个原因，
we are not concerned with the eternal purpose of God.
我们根本就不关心神永远的旨意。
One thing we need to be delivered.
有一件事我们要被拯救出来的。
We need to be delivered from self-centeredness to Christ or God consciousness.
我们要从自以为中心带到以神的心意为中心。
In the beginning, God.
起初神。
God is the beginning of everything.
神是一切的开始。
And the scripture tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
As we find in Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 9.
第一章第九节
Heaven made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of time to head up all things in the Christ
都是照他自己所预定的美意叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一
There is such a thing called the mystery of his will
这里乃是说他旨意的奥秘
God is the greatest will in the universe
神他是宇宙当中最大的旨意
And when he made up his will
当他定了他的旨意
It is according to his good pleasure
乃是根据他自己所喜悦的
There is something that pleases God so much
因为有一件事情是那么能够满足神的心
It is the center of his heart
乃是他心意里面的中心
And according to his good pleasure
根据他自己的美意
Even before the foundation of the world,
就是在创立世界以前
when there was nothing but God Himself,
那里除了神以外什么都没有的时候
God made a will,
神定了一个旨意
and that will pleases Him so much.
那一个预定的美意叫他里面十分的喜悦
Everything that God does afterwards.Is according to that will.
神之后所做的一切都是根据那一个旨意。
That will governs God's all actions.
那一个旨意就定规了神一切的作为。
It governs him in his creation.
定了他在创造里面的旨意。
It governs him in his redemption.
在也决定了他救赎的工作。
It governs him in his.Recovery work.
在那里也定规了他恢复的作为。
Everything is according to that will.
每一件事都是根据那一个旨意。
So, brothers and sisters, you can see how important it is.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这是多么的重要。
If there is anything that is not within that will,
如果有任何的事情没有在这个旨意里面
it doesn't count.Before God.
在神面前是不算数的。
Whatever he does is according to thy will.
他所做的一切都是根据那个旨意。
For the accomplishment of thy will.
为了成全那个旨意。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
it is that will that governs the universe.
是那个旨意掌管着整个的宇宙。
Governs all God's actions.
掌管着神一切的作为。
And it is that will.That governs each and every one of us.
也是那个旨意掌管着你我每一个人。
So you find how important is the eternal will of God.
所以你看到神永远的旨意是多么的重要。
Now put it very simply.
简单来说
，This eternal will of God is this.
这个永远的旨意乃是这样。
He wants to head up all things in Christ.
他要叫万有在基督里面，让基督来做头。
In the heart of God,
在神的心中
，there is only one person.
那里只有一位。
And that person is his beloved son.
那一位乃是他的爱子。
And out of his love for his beloved son,
因着他爱他儿子的原因
，he will do all things.
他所做一切为了他。
This is the reason for his creation.
这是他创造的原因。
This is the reason for his redemption.
这是他救赎的原因。
And he wants his son.To be all and in all.
他愿意他的儿子成为一切又在一切之内。
In David's version, he said to head up all things in Christ.
在达比的翻译本来说，在基督里面让基督做元首。
Everything will be head up in Christ.
每一件事情都是在基督做头的这件事情里面。
And in some other versions, he said.God will gather up all things in Christ.
在其他的翻译本来说，神将一切都聚在基督的名下。
Or He will sum up all things in Christ.
他叫万有在基督里面同归于一。
Now, what does it mean by sum up all things in Christ?
什么叫做叫万有在基督里面被总结
？Now, let us use an illustration.
我们做一个比方。
Because we find that in Romans chapter 13.
我们看在罗马第十三章里面。
You find that the Apostle Paul is talking about all the commandments of God.
保罗在这里讲到神各样的命令。
The Apostle Paul says the commandment is thou shalt not kill.
神说他的诫命乃是你不可杀人。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Thou shalt not be greedy.
不可贪婪。
Thou shalt not think of other people's things.
不能够偷窃想别人的东西。
And whatever commandment it may be.
这一切的诫命。
You know, as you read the Old Testament,
当你读旧约的时候
there is not only the Ten Commandments,
不光光是十诫
but aside from the Ten Commandments,
在十诫之外
there are many statutes and ordinances,
在那里还有一些律例跟典章
but whatever they are,
不管是什么
they are all summed up in one word,
都是总结在一句话里面
and that word is love,
那是爱。
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
都包括在爱人如己这一话之内。
Because behind all these commandments,
因为在这一切的诫命之后
the principle that governs all these commandments is love.
在那里掌管这一切诫命的原则乃是爱。
So love sum up all these commandments.
所以爱就总结了这一切的诫命。
If you love, you will not kill.
如果你有爱，你就不会杀人。
If you love, you will not commit adultery.
如果你有爱，你就不会犯奸淫。
If you love, you will not be greedy.
如果你有爱，你就不会偷盗。
So love is the sum up of all commandments.
所以爱乃是一切诫命的总纲。
Now in the same manner.
我们如何有这样的态度
？Christ sum up all things.
基督总结了一切。
Not only the things in the heaven.
不光光是天上的事。
But also the things on earth.
也是一切地上事的总纲。
And even the things beneath the earth.
甚至地底下的事情。
There is no exception.
在那里没有任何的例外。
Christ is the principle of all things.
基督是一切的事情的原则。
Christ is the governing principle of God's work.
基督乃是神一切工作掌管的原则。
If it is Christ, it's worthwhile before God.
如果是基督的话，就是值得在神面前的事情。
If it is not Christ, that it will not be concerned.
如果不是属于基督的，这就与神无关。
So this is the reason why you find the eternal purpose of God governs everything.
所以你就是在此就看到为什么神永远的旨意就掌管了一切。
If we are related to the eternal purpose of God,
如果我们连上神永远的旨意，
then it will be accepted by God.
我们就被神接纳。
If we are not related in our actions or thoughts or anything with the eternal purpose of God,
如果我们所做的所想的没有连上神永远的旨意，
then in the sight of God, it was evil.
在神眼中就看为是恶的，
and it will be rejected.
就会被神所否决。
So you find that even in the Sermon of the Mount,
所以就算在登山宝训的里面，
you find our Lord Jesus used this illustration.
我们的主是这样的用比方。
One day people may come to the Lord.
有一天人来到主的跟前。
And say we have preached in your name.
说我们奉你的名传道。
We have performed miracles in your name.
我们奉你的名在那里行神迹。
We have cast out demons in your name.
我们奉你的名赶鬼。
But our Lord Jesus will say,
我们的主说，
I do not know you.
我不认识你们。
That is to say, I do not approve of you.
也就是说我不认同你们。
You are evil in the sight of God.
在神的眼中你们是恶的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this is how important is the eternal purpose of God.
这是为什么说神永远的旨意是那么的重要。
I remember by the grace of GodWhen he saved me in 1935,
我记得借着神的恩典，1935年他拯救我的时候。
No, not even 1930.
哦，对不起，是1930年。
His love filled my heart.
他的爱充满了我的心。
And I do have a desire to serve him.
我实在有一个心愿意侍奉他。
I was then in high school.
我那个时候在读高中。
And some of our students came together.
所以我们这些同学们聚在一起。
And we organized all kinds of religious meetings.
我们就组织各样宗教的聚会。
And we organized bands going to the villages to preach.
我们组织一些的乐队去乡下传福音。
And whenever the church has any activity,
哦，教会有什么活动的时候，
we were at the front line.
我们都是跑在最前面。
And we were trying to draw people into the building to hear the gospel.
我们把人拉进来听福音。
And we are on fire for the Lord.
哦，我们为了主大发热心。
But even though we serve God accordingto our will.
虽然我们是根据我们自己的旨意来侍奉神。
We think that is what God wants.
我们以为这是神所要的。
And we will do it for him.
我们是为他而做的。
We are still self-centered.
我们仍然是自我中心的。
And in 1935,
当1935年的时候，
I joined work with Brother Watchman Nee.
我参加了尼弟兄的工作。
And then for several years I traveled around in China.
在好多年我在中国各处的去各处的地方。
When you preach the gospel,
我们去传福音。
And got people saved,
很多人得救。
And gather them together,
把他们聚在一起。
And may I say that there are four things that we emphasize.
那个时候我们有四件事情我们非常注重的。
Number one, baptism.
首要是受浸。
If you are saved, you need to be baptized.
如果你得救了，你要受浸。
And baptized is by immersion.
就是要整个人浸到水里面。
Number two,
第二件，
breaking of bread.
要擘饼。
We need to remember the Lord.
我们需要纪念主。
And number three,
第三件，
the sisters have to have head covering.
姊妹们一定要蒙头。
And number four,
第四点，
we need to leave the denominations and be one.
我们要脱离宗派进入合一。
And these are the four important things we did.
这是我们四样重要的事情要做的。
And of course, after God's people are gathered together,
所以我们看到当神的儿女们聚在一起，
we will study the Bible with them.
我们就与他们一起查经。
Now after I have done that for a number of years,
当我们这样做了几年之后
I felt that that's, if that's all, then there's nothing.
如果我觉得如果这就是一切的话好像都做完了
I got so spiritually tired
所以我灵里面非常的疲劳
And thank God
感谢神
He moves in a mysterious way Wonder to perform
他实在做奇妙的工作
I was in Singapore
我在新加坡
And the Second World War started
哦，世界二次大战爆发了
I was stranded there
我在那里困在那里。
At the very last minute,
在最后的一刻
，God opened a way for me to escape.
神就开了路，叫我能够逃离。
It was just marvelous.
那实在是奇妙。
There was a coastal liner.
在那里有一只这样的船
，wanted to flee to Rangoon.
他们要逃到仰光去。
And that was my motive.
这是我。要去的
Because I want to go through Singapore to Rangoon and the Burma Road has just begun and I want to take the Burma Road back to interior China.
因为我要从新加坡逃到仰光然后走过缅甸的内陆回到中国内地。
But then the war broke out.
然后大战爆发
了。
所以我就困在新加坡。
But God in a marvelous way.
神做奇妙的工作。
At the last minute, He got me out.
在最后的一刻把我带出来。
I still remember it was December 30th.
我记得那是十二月三十号。
1941.
1941年。
Singapore was beginning to be surrounded.
新加坡已经被围困了。
And at 4 o'clock.
四点钟。
A small boat leaving Singapore.
有一个小船离开新加坡。
Over 100 Chinese were on that boat.
大概有100位中国人在船上。
The pier was burning.
哦，那个码头已经着火。
We had no protection of any kind.
我们没有任何的保护。
Just a single boat sailing out.
就是一只小船这样离开。
But thank God there were a few brothers and sisters in that boat.
感谢神在船上有几位弟兄姊妹
So we pray every day
所以我们天天祷告啊
And God took us out
神就把我们带出去
And that evening
那天晚上
The British and American excavated their children and women
哦，美国跟英国人就把他们的妇女孩子救出去
And they have a convoy with warships
哦，他们就把他们带到大船上去。
But one of the ship was sink.
有一只船结果沉了。
And we were just a single boat sailing out by ourselves.
我们就是一只小船，就是这样自己的逃
离。Supposed to go to Rangoon.
哦，就是这样，我们向仰光去。
But on the third day,
第三天
，the captain announced.
船长说
，we couldn't go there.
我们去不了那里了。
Rangoon had fallen into Japanese hands.
因为仰光已经陷在日本人手里。
Now where should we be going?
那我们去哪里呢？
Before we boarded the boat,
当我们没有上船之前
we signed a paper.
我们签了字
They can let us off at anywhere in the world, and we will be responsible.
他们可以把我们扔在世界任何的地方，我们要自己负责。
And the captain announced.
哦，这个船长就宣布
We are going to Madras, India.
我们要到印度 Madras 去。
I won't go into detail because God.Does marvelous work.
我细节我不讲了，神做奇妙的工作。
After 10 days, we arrived in Madras.
10天之后，我们到了印度的 Madras.
We were not allowed to land.
他们不许我们上岸。
But after 2 days of negotiation,
结果谈判了2天。
We were able to land.
我们能够上岸了。
And there, I met a sister in the Lord.
在哪里？我在遇见一位主里的姊妹。
I heard of this sister before.
我以前听过这个姊妹的名字。
He was Lady Olga.
她是英国的 Lady Olga.
She belongs to a nobility.
她是一个贵族。
And her father was a millionaire.
她的父亲是百万富翁。
And her husband was a titled.Soldier.
她的丈夫是一位勋爵
and they all died.
他们都过去了。
And she was left alone.
所以只剩下她。
She lived in Italy.
她本来住在意大利。
He has a marble palace there.
她在那里有一个非常美丽的大理石的房子。
But every year she will go back to England.
她每年都回英国。
To attend the famous Keswick Convention.
去参加开西的特会。
But he felt life was meaningless.
但她觉得生命没有意义。
She had all the money.
她很有钱。
But what is life?
但生命
没有意义。He was a Christian.
生命没有意义。
He was a Christian.
她是个基督徒。
And yet, he felt life was meaningless.
但是她仍然觉得生命没有意义。
And one year, he went back to England.
有一天，有一年，他又回英国。
And before the Keswick Convention,
在开西特会之前
，there is a Wassonic Convention.
那里有一个 Wassonic 的特会。
It was founded by Mrs. Penn Lewis.
那是宾利师母开办的。
And she went there.
她参加了那个特会。
She heard a young man speaking.
他听到一位年轻人在那里讲道。
And this young man was speaking of the eternal purpose of God.
这个年轻人在那里讲到神永远的旨意。
And suddenly, her eyes were open.
突然之间，他的眼被开启。
He saw that life had meaning.
他看到生命的意义。
Formerly, he felt life was meaningless.
之前他觉得人生没有目标。
He had everything.
他已经有了一切
，But what's that?
但又怎么样呢
？But now her horizon was widened.
如今他的视野被开启了。
And she knew God's purpose.
他知道了神的旨意。
And she will live for God's purpose.
他就为了神的旨意而活。
And at that time she went to India.
那个时候他去了印度。
She bought a few houses.In the most, the best resort places.
他就在最好的度假的地方买了一些的房子。
And he set up with English garden and servants and maids.
在那里有英国的花园，有一些的仆人在那里。
And the ministry was every summer he would invite God's servants to come and rest, and she would serve.
他的服侍乃是每年夏天。他邀请一些神的仆人在那里休息，他来服侍他们。
And by the providence of God, I went to her place.
哦，因着神主宰的权柄，我就到了那里。
And I spent 2.5 months there.
我在那里住了两个半月。
And during the quiet time,
就在这两个半月安静的时间
，God began to speak to me.
神向我说话。
He began to reveal to me.
他向我启示。
The eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意。
He began to show me Christ is everything.
他叫我看见基督是一切。
I have been preaching for years already.
我那个时候讲道已经讲了很多年了。
But I was at my end.
但是我已经走到我自己。的觉悟。
And now the horizon was suddenly open.
如今视野突然之间开了。
There is no limit to Christ.
在基督里面没有任何的限制。
I have a ministry now.
哦，我就有了服侍的职事。
God changed me completely.
神完全的改变了我。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Let us see that the eternal purpose of God is not just a theological term.
弟兄姊妹，神永远的旨意不是一个神学的名词而已。
The eternal purpose of God is most practical.
神永远的旨意乃是最实际的。
It affects our whole life.
会影响到我们整个的人生。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，do not consider the eternal purpose of God as something remote.
不要以为神永远的旨意是那么遥远的。
Is something good to talk about?
哦，只是讲讲啊，好听而已。
But it is not practical. It is not real. It is not living.
你不要以为它是不实际、不真实的。
We find that it touches the very fiber of our living.
你就发现这是关到我们生活里面最重要、基本的一些事情。
We need to know God's eternal purpose.
我们需要认识神永远的旨意。
Then we will be delivered from our self-centeredness into Christ-centeredness.
我们才能够从自我中心的里面拯救出来，进到以基督为中心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Are we still self-centered?
我们还是不是自我中心呢？
Are we thinking of ourselves as the center of the universe?
我们是不是还自以为是宇宙的中心呢？
Everything starts with us and ends with us.
一切是由我开始，也是为了我。
And Christ is for me, God is for me, everybody is for me.
基督是为了我，神是为了我，人人都是为我。
We are outside of the eternal purpose.
我们是在神永远旨意之外。
Now, if you are outside of God's eternal purpose,
如果你在神永远旨意之外，
then you are outside of God.
你就在神之外。
And your life will be a waste.
你的人生就会荒废。
No matter how good it is.
不光光我们有什么好的。
But if it's not God's will,
如果不是在神的旨意里面，
it is not related to God's eternal purpose,
如果我们没有连上神永远的旨意，
it has no eternal value,
那没有永恒的价值。
So for us to live with eternal value,
所以要我们能够活得有永远价值，
we need to see Christ is everything and in all.
我们需要看见基督是一切又在一切之内。
This must be an experience.
这一定要成为我们的经历。
It shouldn't be just a theory for us to think and talk about.
不应该只是一个理论叫我们能够谈谈说说。
It should be practiced in everyday life.
这需要在每天生活里面实行。
It affects us today.Tomorrow and forever.
这影响到我们今天、明天，直到永远。
So you see how important is the eternal purpose of God.
所以你看到神永远的旨意是多么的重要。
Do you think that you are in the center of God's heart?
你有没有想到你是神旨意的中心呢？
No,
不是。
It is Christ.
是基督。
Christ is the center of God's heart.
神心意里面的中心还是基督。
At the heart of God.
如果你认识神旨意的中心，
Who do you see there?
你在那里看到什么？
Nothing but His beloved Son.
你只看到的就是神的爱子。
So everything is for His Son.
所以一切都是为了神的儿子。
Everything is to sum up in Christ Jesus.
一切都要在基督里面同归于一。
And that is the work of God through all these centuries.
也就是神历世历代是为了这个而工作。
So we find in Colossians chapter 1.
所以在哥罗西书第一章的里面，
Starting from verse 15,
哥罗西书第一章从十五节开始，
You find that when God created the universe,
当神创造宇宙的时候，
Now how did he create the universe?
他如何的来创造宇宙呢？
We find that the whole universe, everything in the universe,
也就是看到在宇宙里面的一切，
is created in him.
乃是在他里面被造的。
That is in Christ Jesus.
乃是在基督耶稣里。
Now what does it mean? Created in Him.
什么叫做在基督耶稣里造的？
He is like an architect.
他就像是那一位建筑师。
He designed everything.
他设计一切。
Out of His Nature and character.
就是在他的性情里面，
He designed everything and he created everything.
他在那里设计一切，也创造一切。
So everything is created in him.
所以一切都是在他里面造的。
And everything is created by him.
也一切也是借着他来造的。
He is not only an architect, he's also the engineer.
他不单单是那个建筑师，他也实在是那位工程师。
And everything is created for him.
也一切也是为了他而造的。
He is the owner of everything.
他也是一切的那个拥有者。
And he is before all creation.
他是在一切的创造都在他的跟前。
And the whole creation is gathered together in him.
一切被造的都是在他面前聚集。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is what creation is.
这乃是创造的意义。
So in the beginning, all the creation will praise and glorify him.
所以起初一切被造的都在那里称颂敬拜他。
All creation will express him, manifest his character.
一切被造的都在那里彰显他自己的性情。
Then not only that,
不单只这样
but he tells us he is all to all to his church, the body of Christ.
而且也告诉我们作为教会基督的身体他又是一切。
He is the beginning.
他是始。
And he is all to the church.
他是对教会来讲他是一切。
And when the universe disintegrated because of sin.
因着罪的缘故这个宇宙充满了支离破碎。
And you find he is the one who restore everything.
他就是那位恢复着一切的。
He will reconcile all things to the fullness of God.
他把这一切都在神的丰满里面给恢复下来。
So this is the eternal purpose of God.
这是神永远的旨意。
This is the mystery of God's will.
这是神旨意的奥秘。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we know that in the Bible there is another mystery.
我们都知道在圣经里面还有另外的一个奥秘。
It is called the mystery of lawlessness.
那就是说不法的奥秘。
That is, you can find in 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
也就是说你可以在哥林多后书第二章那里找到。
There is the mystery of lawlessness.
在那里有不法的奥秘。
Why do you call it a mystery?
为什么这里说是一个奥秘呢？
A mystery is something hidden.
奥秘乃是被隐藏的。
And it needs to be revealed.
是需要启示出来的。
Now our God is the God who reveals himself.
我们的神乃是把他自己启示出来的那一位。
And in Galatians chapter 1 you find Paul said it pleases God to reveal his son in me.
在加拉太书那里说神乐意把他的儿子启示在我心中。
So our God is the revealer.
所以我们的神是那位启示的神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How we need to depend upon him.
我们多么的需要依靠他。
Everything, especially spiritual things,
一切特别是属灵的事情
we cannot depend upon our own wisdom and our knowledge.
我们不能够靠着我们自己的智慧，我们所有的知识。
No matter how knowledgeable we are or how wise we are,
不管我们是多么聪明，多么有知识。
But as our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11.
好像我们的主在马太十三章那里告诉我们，
他说 ：“Father, you have hidden these things from the prudent and the wise。”
哦，就说你向那些有智慧的人就隐藏起来
，and you have revealed them to babes。
然后你向婴孩就显明出来。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹们
，Before God, we need to be like babes。
在神的跟前，我们需要像婴孩一样。
Not childish, but childlike.
不是小孩子气，而是能够像婴孩那样的单纯。
That is to say, we acknowledge that we know nothing.
也就是说，我们首先要承认 我们什么都不晓得。
We depend upon His revelation.
我们完全依靠他的启示。
So may the Lord give the spirit of wisdom and revelation to the full knowledge of God.
所以求神将智慧跟启示灵赏给我们，叫我们能够真知道他。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，It is not enough just to know spiritual things in your mind.
并不光光是我们有一些头脑的属灵的知识。
As a matter of fact.If you only know spiritual things in your mind, it condemns you.
如果你对属灵的事情只是有头脑的知识，这些知识会定你的罪。
It does not save you.
不能够拯救你。
You need to receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation from God.
你需要从神来的智慧跟启示的灵。
And thank God, He is one who reveals Himself.
感谢神，他是那位启示他自己的神。
He is one who loves to reveal His Son in us.
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的心中。
You know, brothers and sisters, when you go to a family,
弟兄姊妹，当你到一个人家里
，just have a baby.
哦，他们刚有一个出生的婴
孩。Now, if you arrive in that home,
如果你到了这个人的家。
The first thing you will find is
你首先你要发现的
The parents will show forth their baby
哦，那个父母啊就在那里把他们的儿子显来给你看
Now our God is like that
我们的神也是这样
He has a beloved son
他有一个爱子
And it is a good pleasure to show forth his son
他乐意把他的儿子启示给我们
But unfortunately
但很可惜的
We find there is another mystery
那里还有另外的一个奥秘
It is the mystery of lawlessness
乃是不法的奥秘
And it is even before man
也就是说在神之前在人之前
In the original creation
在本起初的创造里
The highest created being of the angel
也就是说那些最高的被造的天使
so they are called morning stars
哦，好像说是像晨星一样
and there is one morning star
在那里有一个被称为是晨星的
and he was created with such perfection
他是那样的创造的完美
God gave that archangel such wisdom and such talent
神给那个天使长那样的智慧那样的天分
and such position
有那样的职分
because he was an anointed cherubim
因为他是那个被高的基路伯
he was very close to God
他与神非常的接近
and he probably was the one who lead the angels in worshiping God
他在那里带着天使在那里敬拜神
but because of his beauty
因着他的美丽
，because of his talent，
因着他的这个智慧
，he began to have pride in himself。
他里面就有了骄傲。
He began to think of himself。
他在那里就开始想他自己。
He was not supposed to think of himself。
他不应该在那里为自己着想。
He was to think of God。
他应该为神着想。
To lead the other angels to worship God.
去带着其他的天使敬拜神。
But he became self-centered.
他堕落到自己为中心。
And we find in Isaiah chapter 14.
所以在以赛亚十四章的里面
，God was speaking about the king of Babylon.
神在那里说到巴比伦的王。
But suddenly there comes.A few words.
这里突然之间有几个这样的字说出来。
You cannot apply to any person.
你在这里不能够用这些的字来讲的任何其他的人。
Not even the king of Babylon.
连巴比伦的王都不能够这样形容他。
And the Bible said Lucifer.
在这里说到路斯佛。
The brilliant star.
说你这明亮之星。
And somehow he became self-centered.
他不知道为什么就成。自我为中心
，five times he speak of himself，
他自己讲到我
，I want to rise up，
我要升到天上
，I want to be sit in the council of God，
我要在聚会的山上
，I want to be like God，
我要与像神
And because of his self-centeredness,
因着他自己的自我为中心
he was driven out from the throne of God.
所以就被扔从神的宝座面前被扔下来。
That is the beginning of lawlessness.
这是不法的开始。
That is the beginning of Satan.
这是撒旦的起因。
He turned himself into the adversary of God because of his self-centeredness.
因着他自己为中心，他就成为神的仇敌。
And in Ezekiel chapter 28,
所以在以西结二十八章里面
you find another instance.
你看到那里另外有一个比方。
When God is talking about Tyre,
当神在那里讲到推罗王的时候
suddenly a description comes.
哦，突然之间这样的形容出现。
That does not fit with any king.
在那里你没有任何的君王哦，应该这样形容的。
And it was that Lucifer.
乃是那个路西弗。
And because of his trade.
哦，因着他的堕落。
Because of his wisdom.
因着他的美丽。
Because of his beauty.
因着他的智慧。
How he became self-centered.
他心中这样高傲起来。
And he became an adversary of God.
他也成为神的仇敌。
This is the spirit of lawlessness.
这乃是。不法的名。
And to make the story short,
简单来讲
，How will God react to that?
神对这些事情有什么反应呢
？As a matter of fact,
实际上来说
，For God to annihilate this archangel is an easy thing.
神把这个天使长扔到一边是很简单的事情。
He speak a word and it will be done.
他讲一句话就能够毁灭他。
His breath will kill that archangel.
他吹口气就能够把他吹掉。
That will not give God glory.
但这并不能够叫神得荣耀。
Just like a grown-up trying to beat a baby.
就好像一个大人在那里打一个小婴孩一样。
There is no glory there.
在那里没有荣耀。
So what is God's strategy?
所以神的策谋乃是什么呢
？His strategy is to make one lower than the angel.
他的计划乃是叫这些比天使微小一点的
，to defeat his enemy.
去击败他的仇敌。
And that's the reason why man was created.
这也就是为什么人的被造。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we are not created.Without a reason,
我们不是没有原因被造的。
Why did God create man in such unique way?
为什么神是这样特别的方法来造人呢
？He had never created anything like it.
他从来没有造任何的东西是像造人那样。
Only in created man.
只有当造人的时候
，He created man in His own image.According to his own likeness,
他乃是照着他的形象跟他的样式来造我们。
Why is it so?
为什么这样造
？Why is man so special?
为什么人这么特别
？Because God has a purpose for man.
因为神在人身上有一个目的。
He wants to use man a little lower than the angel.
他要用人比天使微小一点的
to defeat.His enemy.
去击败他的仇敌。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we have a mission.
我们有一个使命。
God created us with a mission.
神创造我们，叫给我们一个使命。
God wants us to defeat His enemy.
神要我们击败他的仇敌。
And how can we do that?
我们怎么能够这样能够击败仇敌呢
？In ourselves, we are lower than the angels.
哦，我们靠着自己，我们比天使微小。
How can we defeat one higher than us?
我们怎么能够击败比我们更高一层的被造的
？Wiser than us.
比我们更有智慧的
？Mightier than us.
比我们更有能力的
？There is a way.
只有一条路。
And that is a way.That we receive God's life.
那条道路乃是我们如此得生命的那条路。
Because in our own life, we are always defeated.
因为在我们自己的生命里面，我们永远失败的。
But with the life of Christ in us,
因着基督的生命在我们里面。
As our brother mentioned last night, Christ is our life.
昨天我们的弟兄提到，基督是我们的生命。
We have God's life in us.
我们有神的生命在我们里面。
And it is by that life that we are able to defeat the enemy.
那是借着那一个生命，我们能够击败仇敌。
Adam failed.
亚当失败了。
The first man failed.
头一个人失败了。
And all in Adam failed.
在亚当里面一切都失败了。
But God sent the second man.
但是神他差了第二个人来。
Christ, his own son.
基督神的儿子。
He emptied himself.
他倒空了自己。
And he came into this world.
他来到世上。
To take up the form.Of a man,
取了人的样式
with a slave heart,
一个奴仆的心
that is to say,
也就是说
his whole life is to submit himself to God.
他的一生就是伏在神的跟前
deny himself.
他这个否认他自己
the enemy tried to draw him out.
哦，仇敌叫他自己个人跑出来
but he never yielded to temptation.
但他从来没有对引诱来让步。
He was obedient to his father even unto death.
他向着他父神顺服，存心致死。
And even the death of the cross.
哦，直到死在十字架上。
So our Lord Jesus said, "It is finished."
所以我们的主说成了。
The work is done.
工作已经完成。
The enemy is defeated.
仇敌被击败了。
And now he gave his life to us.
他就把他的生命给我们。
And by that life, we are to defeat the enemy.
就是这个生命，我们也能够击败仇敌。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，This is our mission.
这是我们。
So you can see how important it is.
我们就看到这是多么的重要。
That we are not only saved.
我们不单只得救
，but we need to live by the life of Christ in us.
我们需要借着。基督的生命而活。
Unfortunately,
很可惜的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，we are still self-centered.
我们仍然是自我中心的。
We rely upon ourselves.
我们还是靠自己。
Even with a good intention,
虽然我们有一个好的意思
，but we are doomed to fail.
但是我们还是失败。
So, it is wise if we really Surrender ourselves to the Lord.
如果我们真是能够降服在神的跟前
，and allow His life to take charge over us,
让他的生命在我们里面掌权
，all the works of the enemy will be defeated in our life.
仇敌一切的工作在我们的生命里面就会失败
，and we will grow in spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命就会成长
，and really be a sanctified church to God.
我们就成为那圣洁的教会，在神的跟前。
So this morning I would just like to lay down a foundation.
所以今天早上我就是这样的把一个基础先打好。
And say that it is God's will that we be in the eternal purpose of God.
在神的旨意里面，我们是在他永远旨意的当中。
Only that life is worthwhile.
只有这一个生命是值得去活的。
One day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ,
有一天当我们活在基督审判的台前
，This will be the standard of judgment.
这乃是审判我们的标准。
Is it Christ or is it you?
是基督。还是你自己。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Do not consider this as a theological idea.
不要以为这只是一个神学的思想。
There is nothing more practical than the eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意乃是最实际的。
May our life be connected with the eternal purpose of God every day.
愿我们每天在生活的里面都能够连上神永远的旨意。
Then when shall we shall see him?
这样，当我们见他的面的时候
，We shall see his smiling face.
我们就看到他的笑脸。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
求主怜悯我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
亲爱的主，我们向你求智慧跟启示的灵。
We realize that without thy revelation, we can never understand thee.
我们知道，如果没有你的启示，我们就不会明白。
Our horizon will be just limited to ourselves.
我们的视野就是被自己来限制。
Oh, dear Lord, for your own sake, do pray that thou will enlarge our horizon.
亲爱的主，我们向你求，求你扩充我们的视野。
And deliver us out of ourselves.
救我们脱离我们自己。
And fill us with Christ.
让基督充满我们。
That we may truly testify Christ is all and in all.
我们能够见证出基督是一切又在一切之内
to the glory of God
与荣耀归给神
to the accomplish of God's purpose
能够完成神的目的
we ask in thy precious name
奉你宝贝的名祷告
Amen, Amen.